Welcome into the Other Football Podcast. Chris Chapman, Thomas Viola, Carson Merck rolling with you here on Thursday, October the 3rd. God, I can't believe it's already October, but years flying by and Premier League in full swing. Seven games, I believe, already played in the Premier League.
Yeah, seems about right.
It's pretty wild.
Champions League in full swing as well.
Yeah. Boy, some really entertaining games in the Champions League this week.
Do the Leafs change colors here? We're in Las Vegas, in case anyone's curious. No. They don't, right? Because somebody mentioned that, and I was like, I don't think they change here.
What Leafs?
That's a valid criticism as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I mean, I have trees with actual leaves, but I don't think they change. They just fall off.
I don't know what, in all fairness, I don't know what causes leaves to change. I would assume it's something temperature-wise.
No, chloroform or chlorophyll?
Chlorophyll.
Well, like borophyll. Yeah.
The one of the very few things I know about biology. But, I saw a picture, speaking of leaves changing, it was a place in Utah, which I don't know exactly where, right? Utah's a pretty big state, but it looked like sugar plums, or not sugar plums, what do they call them? The little candy, like
crab
dots.
Apples? Oh, dots.
Dots is like a gumdrop. Look like gumdrops with the little sugar on the outside of it, and they were pink and yellow.
I didn't think gumdrops were real. I thought they were only in Candyland.
Oh, man. Shout out to Candyland.
Yeah, major shout out to Candyland.
Parker Brothers rolling thick with Candyland.
Yeah, no doubt. I was a big fan of Candyland.
What was the...
There was literally no skill involved in Candyland or Chutes and Ladders.
No, well, no was, Chutes and Ladders.
I no, mean, the, you, what do you mean? It was.
If you
it was
spun
random.
Right, like you it knew
a skill.
No, but you could spin it slower or spin it faster. Right, Candyland, you're just drawing a card.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in the minute details of it, but.
So this is the Other Football Podcast. You can catch us many, many, many places: LV Sports Network,
Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes. BGN.fm. Shout out to Roughneck Scarves.
Pocket Cast,
yeah. At Other F-Ball Pod on Twitter.
So, if you're tuning in for the first time, we'd like to talk about the
Candyland.
Beautiful game,
yeah.
Candyland, among other things. We debate who Thomas looks like this week. Tintin.
Yeah, every week.
Every week.
Nah, not anymore. Hair's growing out.
You could still pull it off.
Yeah,
De Bruyne looks like Tintin, by the way.
De Bruyne absolutely looks like Tintin, yeah. No question.
So, I know you were with us Tuesday. We did it on Tuesday, and you went to Los Angeles for the Sean Porter Errol Spence fight, and unfortunately, did not go the way of our friend.
It
Sean
went
Porter.
Better than it was expected to go.
Yeah, what was he? 900? Nine to one?
He was a 5-1 underdog.
5-1, all
right. 6-1. It opened at 8-1, I think.
Okay, it got bet down to 5. So obviously a lot of people saw the value in betting on him if it went down, but...
Perhaps it didn't open that high.
It was high. I think it worked its way down to 5, but I think it definitely started considerably higher.
Yeah, but he put on a real good fight.
Yeah,
I saw a lot of people saying fight of the year.
I would agree.
I think that fight really did a lot for boxing because it was actually fun to watch. It was the first big fight that we've seen really in our generation, obviously not Chris's generation, but the first big fight they saw was T-Rex versus
Jack Dempsey.
You were alive for T-Rex versus Triceratops. So
shout out to Triceratops.
Yeah, major. But no, it was underdog. It was one of those fights where it was like Thomas said, it was all action, and it was nobody in that crowd was mad.
Yeah.
Like, even like we're there for Sean, and I'm like, obviously I'm disappointed he lost, but that's one of those where afterwards, like, his stock goes up because of a loss, because of how well he fought.
Yeah, now what's next, right? Because Spence is going to...
Maybe Danny Garcia for Spence.
And how about Sean?
I don't know. He's Pacquiao? Got options now. Yeah, hopefully. Pacquiao would probably be the best payday out there.
Yeah, well, it's a big payday for a lot of guys.
Yeah, I think he has options. I mean, Errol Spence, I think on Instagram maybe, said run it back. So then people were thinking maybe he wants a rematch with Sean, which I'm sure Sean will be down for. One thing you can say about Sean is he's never really turned down a fight. If you look at his resume, Keith Thurman, Danny Garcia, Kell Brook, Errol Spence, doesn't duck anyone. So I think anyone that's on that level, line him up.
Look, I say... We call Fox. I'll hop in the ring for $1 million.
Yeah, somebody was talking about getting punched. I don't know who it was. I was talking to somebody about getting punched for $1 million.
I thought we talked about that. You know, because I had that conversation with someone.
Look, the reality is, I just paid my rent. I paid my rent yesterday and looked at my bank statement.
And you're like,
I will get punched for four figures now.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, listen, if you think that's bad, just wait till you get married and maybe divorced and have a child, and you have to write a check every month for child support, because that is not fun.
No, it doesn't sound fun. What idiot would do that?
I'm not sure writing checks for most of anything is fun.
Well, it depends what you're getting in return.
I guess. Right? But like if money's still being spent.
Right. Like, yeah. If you're writing a check and you're getting something back, it's not bad, right? Like, maybe you're getting.
Like, if you're getting, like, what if you're getting, like, Loris Karius? Oh, like, you're not happy about getting Karius. By the way,
I think I sent you guys a clip, right, of him attempting to head.
Yeah, he's.
That guy's a disaster.
Yeah, it went downhill pretty quick for him.
Well, was it the Juve keeper who successfully headed a ball in the Champions League this week?
I believe it was, yeah.
I saw, I don't know, I think it was either in like South America or Central America or something. Maybe it was in like the Middle East. And it was someplace where we don't ever really watch games. Yeah. And this guy, the goalie, punted the ball and it like took one bounce and this guy headed it from like the circle.
Yeah.
And the keeper was so far out that he was beaten and somehow he got back and he dove and he headed the ball over the net.
Nice.
I was like, "Oh my god." Like it was one of the most unbelievable plays. You're like, "There's no way this guy." I think they showed it on what's the show with Dan Le Batard and his dad?
The Dan Le Batard show.
No, on TV, not the radio.
I don't know. I thought that was the name.
Is it Highly Questionable?
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah,
I think, was sure it was the Dan Le Batard show.
Yeah, I think they showed it on Highly Questionable.
So before we move too far away from Sean's fight, I mentioned to you guys I had a party foul of sorts on a road trip. So we've all been on road trips before. We've mentioned them on here. So I flew to LA and drove back with Drew. I'm going to mention everyone's name that was in this damn car. Drew, it was Drew's car. His lady friend Dally, our boy Mac, his wife Ruth. So and this is not a late night drive.
Wait, hold on, slow down. His wife and the lady friend?
No. Drew's lady friend Dally.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
if you had
I meant her,
on.
Right?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's
not
the one you
No. So we have
the
four,
one you
four
liked.
Other people in
Swing
the car.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Oh.
Four other people in the car. And I was like, I was going to drive back because Drew drove there. I didn't ride with him, but he drove. So tell me if I'm wrong. Not everyone can fall asleep in the car, right?
No,
it's
absolutely
just disrespectful.
Not. No, it is.
So, spoiler alert.
You need someone to
everyone
talk to.
Fell asleep in the car.
Actually, I'm going to disagree with you on this.
You think everyone can fall asleep? I don't know, man.
Listen, you're doing a good.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
You're driving your cousin's car.
Yeah.
At the very least, he should stay awake to talk
That's
to
fair.
You.
Yeah, it was one of those where I saw the lights go off for each person one by one. Like, I can see in my rear view, and, like, one falls asleep, two fall asleep. I'm like, oh, man, they're all really going to fall asleep. And they fell asleep for, it wasn't like 10 minutes.
They did you wrong.
Well, they absolutely did me wrong.
You know what you do? You stop at Eddie World at that point?
That I was, our shout out to my boy Edwin, he said to brake check and just wake them all up.
Oh, but man.
I continued on. I trucked on and. We got back. They woke up. We sang some songs, but yeah, it was. I thought that was a bad job by them.
Yeah. They got to stay awake. They can't leave you hanging like that.
I don't care if three people fell asleep. There needs to at least be one person that's awake.
Yeah.
I mean,
and at the very least, it should be Drew.
I don't disagree.
Right, like the other people, that's fine if they fall asleep. But Drew, you're driving his car.
Yeah, it was pretty disappointing.
He's got to keep you company.
I agree. Listen to some music and drove.
See, but I like. Driving to LA by myself because I could just turn my music on and or a podcast or whatever, and then
the other football podcast,
this podcast,
at other football pod.
You know, I think I told the story about how I listened to the podcast when I was on the plane going to Sweden.
Yes,
yeah, which I didn't think I'd be able to do, but somehow I was able to do it without Wi-Fi.
I actually had
I listened to us on the beach in the Caribbean.
Nice.
Although the thing is, for me, it was actually new content because it was the episode when Sean was on.
Oh, nice. I actually had a last ditch effort. On my tablet. I don't know what. There was something wrong with Netflix and then Football Manager.
Ooh.
I was like, I was frustrated. So I was like, what the hell am I going to do? And I had one random episode of the podcast saved on the tablet. I was like, well, welcome to hell. I might as well fire this up. It was unpleasant, but a good laugh nonetheless.
I recently got addicted to a new TV show.
Let's hear it.
I'm in the anime sphere now. I'm addicted to Sword Art Online.
I don't know what that is.
Kid likes anime. I don't know if he's seen that or not, but
it is quite good.
Shout out to Piccolo, Vegeta, DBZ.
I don't even know what that is.
No,
Dragon Ball Z. I was never. It's funny that it's like a cool thing now, though.
Yeah. Like, well, that's because everything nerdy is cool now.
Yeah. See, when
it seems that way, right?
When we were younger, it was kind of like, no, if you watch that stuff, you.
And now people are like, oh yeah, now I'm cool. Okay, yeah, I could see it. Is that a hipster thing? Would that fall into a hipster category?
No,
maybe.
It's,
I don't know.
No, it's just because or just
social tomfoolery.
It's just because like superhero movies became popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like comic books when Chris was growing. Well, comic books didn't exist back then. They hadn't invented paper yet.
Hieroglyphics.
Yeah. But comic books when
was that the Flash?
comic books when Chris was like in his middle ages.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back in the dark ages.
Middle ages.
Yes.
Chris was in his middle ages in the middle ages.
Yeah.
I'm like.
But like that.
Gandalf. No. Gandalf. There we go.
Yeah. That works. But comic books when you were younger than you are now.
Yes.
They were the nerd thing.
Yeah, because there were some comic book movies when I was a kid, but they all sucked. Like there was a Punisher one, it sucked.
Yeah, that was bad.
There was a Captain America one, it sucked.
That was bad.
Superman was popular. Superman was pretty big.
Yeah, but the Spider-Man movies were the only ones that were even decent.
And the Batman ones were big too, right? Like Michael Keaton.
KeatonPotatoes @gmail.com.
The one with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Actually, that one sucked.
Mm-hmm.
The
Mr. Freeze.
Oh my god! It's time to chill out. Every bad pun he did was horrendous.
Now, was that the same one with Jim Carrey too? Where
we literally had this conversation.
Yeah, Tim
Burton, garbage. Yeah.
But
one of the worst things he's ever done.
A lot of people disagree with you, but
no. He did the good ones.
Yeah.
Who did the crappy ones?
I don't remember. Let's not have this discussion
right
now.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Those would be intense.
Yes.
Speaking of Quentin Tarantino, I feel like I've told this story before too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's not rehash that.
Now comic books, all of a sudden Marvel's really big.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
all of
big
this stuff
fight with Marvel and Sony over Spider-Man.
Yeah. Tom Holland instrumental in making that go away.
A thing. Apple, I guess, got involved somehow.
No.
No, I'm sure somebody's eating an apple that was involved, maybe.
But the thing is, now all of this
things up now.
But now all of this stuff is cool.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't get that t-shirt you're wearing right now.
No.
10 years ago.
It's a Mario t-shirt.
For
those that aren't peering into the windows here.
With all the old characters from, like, the original Super Mario.
Yeah.
Which came out when Chris was roughly 80.
Yes.
Chris kind of looks like Goomba.
Goomba? What? Yeah.
Oh my god, I absolutely see it. You know who he
it's
also
not
looks
a compliment
like?
Either.
He looks like the Goomba from the legendarily atrocious Super Mario Brothers movie.
Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo one?
Yes.
I'll bring up a picture.
Worst thing ever.
That movie. Well,
I'm not gonna watch the movie. I'm just gonna bring
up like stories of how terrible this movie was and like the making of this movie and how just absolutely, it was garbage from start to finish.
I want them to do a remake now with Balotelli.
Yeah,
the E.T. Atari video game was widely regarded as the worst video game ever made, and it sucked. I had it; it was awful.
I'm nervous to see this,
but anyway, big weekend. I guess I don't know.
I have a few predictions.
Big weekend last weekend or the coming weekend?
Well, last weekend in the Premier League,
it didn't go all too well for Newcastle.
No.
Oh my gosh!
Do you see the resemblance?
What is that? Is that what?
That's what they were like. This is a Goomba now.
Yeah, it's bad.
He looks like Mayor McCheese.
Yoshi was a full-on dinosaur, by the way.
What is
Chris?
That?
Yeah,
I'm gonna tweet this picture out because my mind is blown right now.
So,
dude, that movie was so bad.
I can't believe you actually saw it.
I've never seen it. And I will never see it.
What was worse, that movie or the uniforms the Seahawks are wearing right now?
That movie.
I like the reference to visual things.
Yes.
That's like fifth on this podcast.
The Seahawks are wearing like lime electric green.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, guess how many numbers? Guess how many numbers I'm holding up right now.
For anyone who may remember, there was a World League of Football back in like the late 80s, early 90s, and there was a team called the Orlando Thunder. They were atrocious.
And their jerseys were similar?
They were that color, yeah. Mm.
So speaking of atrocious, to tie it back to soccer from the World Football League or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, so Newcastle was atrocious.
Yeah, I would say so. They lost 5-0, so not great.
They're done, right? It's over.
Probably, yeah, probably.
I mean,
you're saying their Champions League hopes are down the drain?
Yes, yeah. I believe they're just narrowly going to miss a European spot next season.
And you know what's crazy?
From the Champions League to the Championship.
As bad as Newcastle has been, somehow,
are they above the drop zone?
Watford is worse.
Yeah, Watford is.
Watford sucks.
Watford's incredible.
And a surprise to no one, those two teams played to a draw earlier this season.
The Watford Redskins.
What's crazy is Watford was in the FA Cup final last year.
Yeah, simpler times.
And they were, I think.
Watford was good. Yeah, they were top 10.
Yeah, they finished top 10.
We talked about them last year. I think all three of us maybe had them not as like a Champions League contending team, but we were all like, they're going to be pretty damn good. And
they're bad. They're really bad.
Yeah.
But quite something.
Drop zone is Watford with 2 points, Newcastle with 5, Aston Villa with 5. Norwich, who has.
Wolves were in the drop zone until this past weekend.
They're starting to play a little bit better, but Norwich has been trash since they beat City. They've lost the last two. They were shut out over the weekend by, I believe it was somebody who wasn't good.
Liverpool?
No. Nice. Nice try.
I do have a prediction.
Let's hear it.
Liverpool will not win the Champions League.
They were shut out by Palace, by the way.
That's not great.
Who actually is pretty good.
It's still not great.
Despite the fact that they lost probably their best player, Juan Bissaka.
Mm-hmm.
And loanee Michy Batshuayi. Happy birthday to the bat.
Oh, yeah, you're going to say happy birthday?
No, I'm not going to sing happy birthday. I don't know what happy birthday in Belgium is.
So
he tweeted out something in French today, by the way. I don't know what it said.
Fair.
So my prediction, Liverpool will not win the Champions League because I don't want to say crash out early. We're not talking group stage or anything. They're not making the final again. But they're winning the Premier League.
Ooh. So far in the last two podcasts.
I don't think that City is going to get much closer.
How the hell on the last two podcasts we had you compliment Chris Wondolowski and Thomas predicted Liverpool wins the Premier League?
You know what's honestly crazy? I would have predicted Liverpool to win the league in our predictions episode, except for the fact that would involve predict. Exactly.
Yeah.
If fair. I didn't hate Chris, I would have done it.
I've said it before. I don't hate Liverpool. I just hate Chris. Yeah. So I'm like, I can't root for him.
Exactly.
I actually don't disagree with his take. I don't think they're
really.
What the
shock?
Let's shut it down, boys.
I will tell you this. I don't think. Based on what I've seen from two games in Liverpool in the Champions League, even though they won yesterday.
They should have lost. By the way, you're very anti-American rooting against Jesse Marsh.
Yeah, well, screw him.
Shout out Jesse Marsh.
You know what?
Shout out to Jesse Marsh, the gentleman that should be leading the
Please come home.
Yeah.
Come home, Jesse.
Come on. There's a job waiting for you once Berhalter crashes out of this.
Yeah.
So
when we miss the next World Cup.
Oh, my God. You imagine that.
At this point, I'm very concerned that we're not going to qualify for 2026.
I don't think we're qualifying for the Olympics.
Yikes.
I don't know. Maybe some of those guys can run track or something.
Yeah.
but we're so bad, like missing the 2026 World Cup, not out of the question to me.
Which is physically impossible. I'm aware. But still.
They're just going to be like, you know what?
They're like,
Puerto Rico can go.
I like it.
So, you guys can stay home.
Shout out to Mello.
I guess CONCACAF is doing this league or Nations Cup, right? Like they're doing in Europe. Yeah. And former men's national team coach Jurgen Klinsmann basically said it was terrible for the U.S., Mexico, and Costa Rica because it prevents them from playing friendly matches against quality teams like the Netherlands and Germany and Brazil and Argentina. And I will say he's 100% right.
So I will disagree because of something that I heard that there are limited windows that you can play those European teams. Like I think that window, I don't think they're open. I think they're either often booked with a tournament of their own or something to that effect. That's what I heard because they said it's not really an option to play them.
I don't disagree
that it's not good. So hypothetically, you take the European friendlies out of it. I think it's correct in both fashions. It's not good. It doesn't help competition-wise. It doesn't help the team. There's also not another choice.
Well,
I
don't know if like the U.S. just played Uruguay, right? And they were smoked.
Yeah.
Mexico played Argentina. They were smoked.
Yeah.
I don't see how it helps Mexico to play El Salvador. when they're already playing them in Olympic qualifying, they're playing them in the Gold Cup, they're playing them in CONCACAF qualifying for the World Cup.
Like, you're also located where you're located, though. Yeah, it's not Pangea.
I do think that you have to find those opportunities. Right? Like, yeah, maybe you can't play Germany or you know, the best teams. But even playing a mid-tier European team like, I don't know, like, say, Iceland or, I was going to say Portugal, Poland.
How much do you think friendlies help, though?
I think getting your players international experience helps.
Well, then why not just play the terrible teams? What's the difference?
Because the terrible teams, the problem playing the terrible teams, especially CONCACAF terrible teams, I think it's kind of like the same effect you have in MLS. You're helping your competition get better, right? Like, since the introduction of MLS, the U.S. national team kind of peaked in 2002. Since then, they've had moments where they've looked really good, but it's basically been a downhill slide since then. What's also transpired since the introduction of MLS in the mid-90s, Costa Rica's gotten better, Honduras has gotten better, Panama's gotten better, Canada's gotten better.
And you think that's related to MLS?
Yeah, because I think those players are getting the experience of playing in MLS, whereas normally they'd be playing in their domestic leagues.
I was thinking you were tying that to the American players' lack of development. No, you were saying it's the opposite of a player from
MLS.
Gotcha.
MLS is helping develop Jamaican players. It's helping
this
develop.
Is true.
You know, I mean, you look across
it's a good
MLS.
Call. A decent theory from
there's
you.
There's a lot of good players from CONCACAF nations that aren't good enough to play in Europe.
Yeah.
But without MLS, they're playing in their domestic league.
Yeah.
Which isn't going to help them. You know, and it's weird, right? Like, England has declined as a nation in the game on an international level as the Premier League has gotten more international, right? The opposite is true of France, right? Like, their domestic league is garbage, basically.
So for PSG.
Yet, their national team
won the World Cup.
Really damn good.
Yeah.
You know, Spain is weird, right? Because Spain has a really good national team and a really good domestic league. Italy, same thing. Although I would say that league has probably taken a pretty big decline as well, as Juventus has kind of basically become the only team in the league. And the same in Germany, where once in a while they get a push, Bayern will get a push from Dortmund like last year. But generally, Bayern just dominates the league.
I'm trying to figure out a FIFA team, by the way, to play with online.
You know what? I just bought it the other night, and I tried to do the FA Cup, and I played with Tranmere Rovers.
Weird, but fair.
Well, they are right across the Mersey River River Mersey, I should say, from Liverpool.
So you literally bought FIFA, and you're like, let me play the FA Cup.
Well, I played a couple of friendly matches.
Yeah,
and then I said, all right, I'm going to do. Wasn't ready to start a season.
My issue is online.
I heard there was a glitch, by the way, in the season mode, and I don't
where
know
the
what
bad
it is.
Team where the teams were playing bad lineups.
Yeah.
What I saw.
Oh wow.
I think it's been corrected though.
Oh okay.
But
yeah, there's a new update, I think.
But my
I don't
issue
think it's been corrected.
My issue is online. I played with Inter, who's a good team, but not like a juggernaut team because they have Icardi. But now Icardi's on PSG, so I'm a man without a team right now.
Uh oh.
Because I can't play with PSG.
But I think overall the game's pretty good.
That was when Ronaldo went to Juventus.
Yeah, a lot of people had that same thing. A lot of people played with Juventus before, but then Ronaldo went there, and Cristiano Ronaldo, not Brazilian Ronaldo. Shout out to R9.
So the update didn't correct that?
Correctly. No, it did not correct Ronaldo going to Juventus.
That sucked.
What do you
mean? Well, no, you're saying Icardi.
Icardi plays for PSG right now.
Yeah.
We're talking about people previously on previous FIFAs last year,
okay.
Specifically. They used to play with Juventus the year before.
Okay.
But then when Cristiano Ronaldo transferred to Juventus, they didn't want to play with Juventus online because now they had Cristiano Ronaldo following now.
Okay. Yeah. All right. It makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure a team out.
I have not gotten the game.
It's pretty good.
Is it crazy if I play with Chelsea? I don't want to play with a Premier League team.
Yeah, but you can play with Chelsea because they have Christian Pulisic.
Who's not playing, by the way.
Only reason I would pick them would be the bat. But
that's true.
Fair point. I think you should do it.
So speaking of Chelsea, Champions League, they won yesterday. They beat Lille. I believe that's how you say it, right? 2-1. Pulisic.
Yep.
They beat Lil Nas X.
Not nice. In the... not in the lineup, not a reserve for the game. What's going on?
Just not good enough to play for Chelsea, I don't know.
Was it a bad move for him to go? I mean, I thought...
I mean, it was definitely a bad move for him to go. It's not... Here's the thing, though. Yes, we look at it through an American lens, where we want Pulisic to play, and so our first thought is, well, is he just not good enough to break into the squad over there? That's not the case. Chelsea fans from Chelsea, like, everyone's pissed about this. Everyone is saying he should be playing, and they don't understand why Lampard won't play him. It's not just American fans saying this. Yeah. Actual Chelsea fans don't get it either.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's... I said he's not good enough to play at Chelsea. I don't think he's good enough right now to be a, oh, he's a lock on the score on the team sheet every time. I think he deserves to be playing more than he is currently, but I don't look at him as like, oh, yeah, he's a Premier League caliber winger.
Do you think when Chelsea's punishment is over, they put him on loan?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think they might do it. I don't think they should do it.
Do you think he would want to go on loan?
Yeah. If he's not getting minutes.
I don't see why he wouldn't.
I mean, could he have gone to another Premier League club and played?
Yeah.
Newcastle.
Yeah, but they weren't going to spend the money.
Oh, man, if he went to Everton, I'd buy that jersey in a second.
I'd be forced to kind of root for Everton.
I don't think he would start for Everton either.
You sure? I mean, true, we do have the best right winger in soccer history and Theo Walcott. We all knew exactly where that was going.
Theo Walcott, and this is a perfect tie-in. It's going to be a bit of a detour, but it's perfect. So the first player I always had to transfer for to player lock with was Theo Walcott. But the first player I remember playing with on FIFA on the computer back in the day was DeMarcus Beasley.
Oh, my God.
And DeMarcus Beasley is retiring this year. His last match is on... Saturday or Sunday? No, Sunday, because his last match of MLS season, so they're all at the same time. But so he's been. So I told you guys I have a little bit of a game. So here's my game. Marcus Beasley technically signed with MLS in 1999.
Wow.
But he made his debut in 2000. So I have three 2000 trivia questions. The year 2000 trivia questions.
Okay.
And Cash Money Records is taking over for the 99s and 2000s. All right. First one is multiple choice. What was the most popular Christmas gift of 2000? And they also described it as the hardest to get. I'll give you the options.
Okay.
Furby, Razor Scooters, Game Boy Color, Tickle Me Elmo.
C.
No.
Game Boy Color.
No. My initial thought was Furby. I'm going to go Furby.
Nah, Razor Scooters.
Really?
Those were all, I got the other ones that were around that time. So okay. One of them was like 98, 99.
Yeah, because I know Tickle Me Elbow was a little earlier than 2000.
Yeah, but Razor Scooters, yeah, number one. Shout out to Razor Scooters. Those were gems. Fold them right up.
Yeah.
Number two.
Everyone, do you have a scar from a Razor Scooter accident?
I don't remember riding them that right much here. To crash.
I definitely have one.
You know what? I had a scooter, but it wasn't a Razor Scooter. I hated it. It was too much work.
Yeah, that sounds like a Chris thing.
Especially
to say.
Uphill.
Oh, up! You have to go. You can only go down. Yeah. You can only go downhill routes on the scooter. Yeah. That's true. So number two, which musical artist had two top five songs on the Billboard charts for 2000? So this is the overall charts of 2000.
Again, I was in kindergarten.
Think about it.
All right.
This person had two songs in the top five for the whole year.
The whole year.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey.
Ricky Martin.
I'm proud of both guesses. Neither is by any means correct. It is Carlos Santana.
Oh, I know he had a
Smooth with Rob Thomas. Yeah. And then Maria.
Yeah, which
was the Project GMB. But number one that year, Breathe by Faith Hill.
I had a feeling it was going to be Faith Hill.
Four, I Want to Know by Joe. And five, Everything You Want by Vertical Horizon.
I don't even know that song. How do I not know these songs?
I don't know. And this one, so of those two, the Carlos Santana one, I was like, damn, those you're putting numbers on the board if you have two top five songs in a year.
Yeah.
This one I was surprised by. Top grossing movie of 2000.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to give you a list.
Okay.
Castaway. Mission Impossible 2. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Gladiator. What Women Want. I was very surprised by this.
All right. So that makes me think it's – what were the – it's not Gladiator if you say very surprised. Even Castaway, I think that one,
Mission Impossible 2, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Gladiator, What Women Want.
I'm going to go with
– How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
That's – and that was a – that's a year of some damn good movies, yeah, though.
Well, What Women Want, I remember that Mel Gibson – dresses up like a woman, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He and starts you, to, and I mean, you Castaway, Castaway good, Gladiator.
Yeah. Castaway was good, but it wasn't.
But how?
Best,
what, how like Grinch Stole Christmas came out in November.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was number one
because Gladiator is one of my favorite movies of all time. Joaquin Phoenix was phenomenal. But you as,
have,
as
the
a bad
thing
guy.
That you have to remember about top box office movies is it doesn't matter when they come out. Like coming out in November doesn't do you. It doesn't put you in a disadvantage to a movie that came out in January. Because if you're a good movie, you're in theaters longer. If you're not a good movie, you're not in theaters that long.
That's fair.
But no opening movies, weekend, too.
But no movies in theaters for long enough of a time that coming out in November is going to affect
that's
you.
That's fair. It's a good
and
call.
A Christmas movie releasing in November, you're always going to have a good box office weekend,
yeah,
and, you, and they're going to keep you in for longer.
Yeah, like Home
shout
Alone.
Shout out to Jim Carrey.
Like Christmas movie.
Shout out to Joe Pesci.
Yes. And Daniel Stern.
Think about that. Joe Pesci went major shout out to the Wet Bandits. But think of Bastards. Joe Pesci went from gangster movies and like being this tough guy to getting his ass kicked by Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, because he was
and
he
stepping
was,
on Hot Wheels.
Was it Tommy in Goodfellas? Yeah, Tommy.
Yeah, he was.
He was in Casino.
Yeah.
God.
And then they were like, "Hey, Joe, they're like, hey, Joe, we have a pitch for you here."
He gets killed in a lot of movies too.
Yeah,
that's not usually a good thing.
Joe Pesci.
That might
fully aware.
Let's be honest. Is that the ultimate? That might be the ultimate Taylor Ham pork roll. Joe Pesci's got to be top five.
Oh man,
deciding factors.
Facts.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to scour the archives of the internet.
Actually, I may know Joe Pesci.
Really?
Because
go on.
My house back in Nutley. We didn't sell it immediately when we moved to California. We rented it for a while because originally the plan was to move back. That never happened. And when we were renting it, one of the families that we rented it to for a year, the husband, dead ringer for Joe Pesci. And I mean, like, full on, I opened the door and was like, what's Joe Pesci doing in my house? And, like, the first time we met them, we're talking for a little while, and then finally, like, there's a sign.
He was like, yeah, funny how.
They were talking for a little while, there's a silence, and I just go, hey, I gotta ask, does anyone ever tell you? And he just goes, Joe Pesci? And I'm like, yeah.
It's always good when you know people compare. I've said it before, I'm not sure if I've said it on the podcast, but the worst are when people compare themselves to celebrities.
Yeah, you can't.
That's the
that.
Absolute worst you could do. There was a girl back home that said she looked like Hillary Duff. She was like, oh, people tell me I look like Hillary Duff. She looked absolutely nothing like
Yeah, good chance
people
you
can
don't
say
look
it.
Like Hillary
People can
Duff.
Say it to you and about you. You can't say it about yourself. You just can't do it.
Like Chris and Grimace.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or Chris and Goomba from that Super Mario
did
movie.
Grimace
what the
die
hell
from
is
diabetes?
Damn the episode. That's bold. I'm not sure about diabetes. Probably a clogged artery.
Coronary.
Yeah.
Like you
is that,
it,
is
right?
This in the like McDonald's canon?
Well, like,
yeah,
if
that's
you,
crazy.
If you remember, like, when I don't know, maybe they stopped playing the commercials when you guys were kids, but Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, they
it was
had
like
a cartoon.
A McDonald's commercial in every single
yeah,
break.
Yeah, I remember them.
They had Grimace and the bird.
The,
and the little,
Hamburglar?
Yeah, the hamburger. Rabble, rabble, right? The little.
Is that what he says?
Rabble, rabble.
Yeah. Look, I'm pretty sure
I didn't
Grimace.
Know the hamburglar
that's
talk.
All he said. Rabble, rabble.
I'm pretty sure.
You need
that,
a translator for yes. him?
I'm pretty sure that Grimace did not die of diabetes. And the only reason that I'm confident in that is because I know for a fact that he is a Las Vegas radio board op.
Yeah. And is currently sitting yeah. across from us. Yeah.
So,
that.
Joe Pesci, actually born in Newark, by the way.
Yep.
Currently resides in Lavalette, New Jersey, which is
he's moved up in the world,
very, very close to where I grew up.
I was gonna say I don't know either of them. I mentioned to you guys before the show. Whoever grew up closer to Joe Budden,
I'd argue the top five New Jerseyans of all time.
Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci's up there.
Got to be
Springsteen.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi. We need two more.
Joe Budden.
No.
Jump off, Joe.
Got to be Grover Cleveland. He was president twice.
Man.
Didn't he get stuck
Vince
in the
Lombardi?
Bathtub?
No, that's Taft.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Shout out to Taft.
Lombardi's got to be
Taft's an Ohio native.
Shout out to Shaquille O'Neal, New Jersey native.
Oh, yeah, Shaq's absolutely in there.
Shaq Diesel, the rap beef this week with Dame Dolla.
I have to listen to that. I know it was
both were deep. Both were very good.
Shaq was good. I remember his first. He did with the Fush Nickens.
All right, so are we going with that as our top five? I know it's sacrilege to not include Tim Howard in that list, but
oh man,
it's very tough.
That's gonna be one of those lists where there's five, but then there's 73 honorable mentions that you could pick on.
Sure. I would argue Bon Jovi does not go on the list,
and I'd argue that you can go after yourself.
Oh, okay,
wow,
that's strong.
Strong
defense.
Now Springsteen absolutely has to be on there. Springsteen's on there.
Let me tell you, I've seen Bon Jovi in concert. That man not only still has it, but he still wails.
He's living on a prayer in the top five.
I mean, you got a Vince Lombardi belongs on the list. I mean, he's greatest football coach ever.
The second behind Paul Brown, some would say.
But Paul Brown doesn't have a
second behind Bill Belichick.
Oh God!
Third behind Bill Belichick and Paul Brown.
I hate Bill Belichick, but you can't deny that he's probably the best coach in the history of sports.
The fight, by the way, Jim Brown was in the building at Sean's fight. He walked past. Drew and I both. Yo, Jim, go Browns! And he held up the fist. I was happy about that. Yeah, shout out to Jim Brown, greatest running back ever.
So somehow,
you know who lives here?
Jim Brown,
Floyd Little.
Nice. Wow. Okay.
The third greatest running back in Syracuse history. Okay. Wow. Behind Jim Brown and Ernie Davis. Coincidentally, we went 1-2-3 with them. Like, they shared Ernie Davis and Floyd Little shared a backfield at one point.
That's funny.
By the way, how smart am I? I benched Russell Wilson tonight going against the Rams.
I did too. I have Lamar Jackson playing this week.
Yeah, I do as well. How about that?
Lamar Jackson got his ass kicked last week.
Yeah, he did.
Shot the dog pound.
So,
division leading AFC North.
Champions League, Real Madrid, garbage.
Yeah.
They should have lost.
Yeah.
Because Ramos was offsides when he scored.
He's also a son of a bitch. So.
Somehow it was VAR.
Ramos was absolutely not offsides. I saw that goal. Look, I don't like Ramos either.
He was offsides.
Granted, he does get a bad... Like, he's gotten bad...
He's like Vontaze Burfict. Like, he's got a bad rap, but he's got a bad rap because he does dumb stuff.
Nah. Yes. Like, yes, you're bitter because Salah's attempt to knock him out of the Champions League with that judo move.
I like your alternative.
Yeah, my alternative reality where Salah was the instigator there. But he was not offsides on that goal. I saw the same replay you did. He was very clearly onside.
A lot of people.
The second goal was legit, though. But they scored. They were down 2-0 to Bruges.
A lot of criticism, which we can kind of just bounce around the Champions League. We don't need to go through every result, but a lot of criticism of Martin Tyler, I believe, who was calling the Chelsea match, and Willian scored on the half volley. It might have been on the volley. It was a great goal. Perfect cross, blast at home, like very skillful goal. There was absolutely zero emotion in his voice. Yeah. Everyone was like, you ruined the moment, but there were conflicting arguments. People said, well, you have to build up to something. It wasn't like a deciding goal. It wasn't in the final. Like, it was a group stage game.
I don't know.
But I was like, you can still get excited.
It's
like,
a good goal. It's a good
goal. It was a great goal. If you saw it, it was a great goal. And he was just like, and there's another one by Willian. Everyone's like, oh, okay.
So Tottenham gets smoked at home by Bayern Munich.
Very interesting week for Tottenham.
Munich scores the first.
Very up and down week.
I was going to.
Scores the first touchdown in Tottenham Hotspur Stadium history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was
before the Bears and Raiders play there on Saturday.
Which there may not be a touchdown there either.
who scores more, Bayern or the Oakland Raiders?
Bayern. Give me Bayern.
Yeah,
but I was gonna say
what's the line like? Because Oakland's got to be favored by what, 3?
Oakland is not favored in that game.
No, favored over
Bayern.
Over Bayern.
Yeah, I'd say 3. Points. I could see 10.
So I don't know who Spurs played over the weekend.
Give me Bayern in 3 points. Mm.
But so the Spurs, they play this weekend. I don't know if they won or lost.
I'd have to be 3.5 because if it's 10, you get a push.
Let the line go, sir. Dear God. But so they play over the weekend, and then midweek they get just abs.
By the way, my buddy just Snapchatted me a picture of him in the exact jerseys the Seahawks are wearing right now.
No.
That's not a true friend. No. But
key lime pie.
Mm-hmm. I hate key lime pie.
Yeah, but this kid also has not one. But 2 Johnny Manziel Montreal Alouettes jerseys.
Okay, so he's clearly an unstable individual. Yes,
yeah. No, he's clearly a fraternity douche.
Yeah, but you also had a...
This is 100% how he would describe himself, too. He's aware of it.
So he's one of those.
You have the ultimate...
I love this man.
The ultimate Tottenham Romeo and Juliet love story, Adele and Skepta are allegedly dating.
Wow.
Yeah, so how about that?
Supposedly, Adele and Skepta. Jan Van Trogen is dating Christian Eriksen's.
Yeah, but didn't we find out he wasn't married?
He's not married, but supposedly the rumor is circulating that it's his girl, not his wife.
The old Icardi move.
Yeah.
Or is he Kill Barco, depending on who you talk to.
Wasn't it John Terry?
John Terry as well.
Yeah, John Terry.
Soccer seems to be a trend there.
What the hell? Like, dude, leave.
Ezekiel Barco's getting popular.
Dude, you are a player in London playing for Spurs. You can get any
I've never understood.
A teammate's wife.
Even that, but even I've never understood that celebrities always date other celebrities. I understand there's they understand what I'm going through thing. But then you'll see, I can't think of
a... Taylor Swift is most happy now that she's dating a guy who really isn't that famous.
He's nobody?
But, like, he's not nobody. He's starred in a movie, but by no means is his career anywhere near the normal.
But, like, John Mayer, the women that he's dated, all of them, you know who he's dated. Dated all these celebrities. Ah, it's weird. Weird to me.
My favorite thing.
Shout out to Skepta, though.
Then there's Leonardo DiCaprio, whose girlfriends always range between 20 and 26.
And are usually supermodels.
Yeah. He messed up when he broke up with, what's her name?
The chick on Titanic?
Candace Swanepoel or Gigi Hadid. If he was dating Gigi Hadid, that's where he messed up.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting better than that.
If you're Leo, you can get as good.
No. There are maybe four human beings on the planet that are that good.
So... makes me think.
There are four human beings with hair that amazing, and one of them
is me.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I was pointing over
you. Right, recently announced the Super Bowl in Miami, J-Lo and Shakira. My number one is Shakira. I think she is the hottest woman on the planet.
This is becoming a Barstools podcast quickly.
Gerard Piqué, man, that's his girl.
Yeah, shout out to Piqué. Way to tie it back to soccer. I like that. Well,
Shakira's dating PK?
Yeah,
they're married. Kids.
Yeah, forever. I wasn't aware of these.
Yeah, shout out to PK.
But so speaking of PK, his former club. No, I'm just kidding. But
I would say he plays for Barcelona. He's not there anymore.
I was the idiot who predicted that Red Star would get through.
Yeah, didn't look like too much of an idiot this week.
Well, no, they.
But they were there,
and I bet them they beat Olympiacos. And you know what? With how bad Spurs is playing,
they might have
the next game. I think they're going to beat Spurs when they play in Belgrade.
Yeah. Is that so?
They are by far the best red team in the Champions League.
Or second best.
Yeah, you're right. Bayern is pretty good.
Yeah, Bayern did some things.
Liverpool struggled. They went to sleep for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And they
could have made it longer.
They almost paid. But yeah.
Didn't they nearly give up a goal to a guy named Ho Lee Fook?
They gave up a goal to a Korean guy, gave up a goal to a Japanese guy, and then Haaland, who scored, I think he had 11 goals in the under-20 World Cup over the summer.
Yeah.
He scored a goal. That kid's going to be good.
Yeah.
He had a hat trick in the first game against Genk, who somehow drew with Napoli.
It's weird. Champions League is weird times. Remember when I said we weren't going to go result for result, by the way?
No, we're not going to.
I'm pretty confident we've covered most of them.
Like a friend of mine said to me, he goes, is Red Bull this year's Ajax? And my response was no. Which one? Ajax is this year's Ajax.
Which Red Bull?
Yeah, Red Bull Salzburg.
Okay.
Because Leipzig lost. They suck. But Red Bull Salzburg looks like Ajax did last year.
Yeah.
I mean, they legitimately, if they beat Napoli, they're a legitimate threat to get through, which I don't think any of us would have seen.
No.
No. I do believe that was a unanimous selection of the two teams. Was it Liverpool and Napoli?
Yeah. But Ajax, 2 wins, 6 goals scored, no goals allowed. Next up is Chelsea. They beat up Valencia the other day, and they beat that little team. But Champions League, interesting. I think we'll know a little more after the next...
Yeah, we're still in that phase where it's hard to really distance yourself.
Yeah, but in the Europa League, Wolves won today. They beat they went to Turkey and beat Beşiktaş.
Do you think there's a Europa League podcast?
There should be.
No, there should not be.
Aren't we the Coupe de France podcast? We got to get that going again.
Yeah, but that is... We have to check on that. That's gone.
I think next week, maybe depending on how busy or slow we are, we'll play a game. we each pick five. Well, one of us will. I'll pick five teams that are playing in the Europa League, and you guys have to guess what country they're in.
Good.
I like that game. I like that the sounds game, fun.
But my God, the Europa League! What a time!
Before we head out,
yeah, it needs to be.
we got to talk about this because this is great. So Las Vegas local. Las Vegas local tweets out.
Well, shout out to the Review Journal. I don't know who.
Investigative journalism, but.
Yep. Cash drop to FAA Boogaloo.
Yeah, so what? So they got in trouble, or they're being investigated by the FAA.
The lights are not being investigated. That was specifically mentioned. The helicopter
company.
Mm-hmm. Company, and I believe the pilot.
Yeah. Now, what I don't understand, and I do not have verified, this is not verified, what I'm about to say, but I was under the impression that after the first helicopter cash drop, the pilot got in trouble and his license was suspended due to the violation, the FAA violations of, you know, hovering a helicopter dangerously close to a very large group of people who are all swarming.
With no clear landing path. Yeah. Which I don't know the exact violation, but something to that effect.
From what I understood the last time was that he flew too low.
Yeah.
So maybe it was different things this time, but all of a sudden the FAA is investigating the cash drop again.
I told Thomas off the air, but I'll repeat it again. I can't imagine being a pilot or a helicopter pilot your entire life.
And thinking that's okay?
No. But no. Being a helicopter pilot your entire life, and then you lose your license or you get in trouble for doing a cash drop at a USL championship match. It just seems absurd. It's like Black Hawk Down, but they're like, hey, yeah, just drop some cash. We'll have Cash the Soccer Rocker up there with you. You're
goodness.
Good. Yeah, that's unbelievable. It is very unfortunate.
I just think it speaks to the rampant amount of government overregulation in this country where
you can't drop money
out of a helicopter over a field of people anymore. What have we become? This is not what the founding fathers intended.
Nope, they certainly did it. James Madison, when he wrote the Constitution,
he had helicopter cash drops in mind. That was almost the 11th Amendment.
When he was a student at James Madison University, boy, mm-hmm. bet he didn't see that coming, right?
Really amazing coincidence.
Nice. Yes. Jeez.
The lights play this weekend.
Yeah, they're still alive.
Yeah, they're hanging on. Big match this weekend because San Antonio is right on the cusp.
So
maybe we'll get Chris Magnum Chapman at a game. Who knows? Unlikely, but who knows?
I actually will be working the UNLV football game against Boise. In studio, by the way.
Okay.
Not good.
No.
Because that's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah, I would agree. But no, yeah, San Antonio right on the edge and like you mentioned, lights are still behind the eight ball, but
they're not gonna make it.
No, do not think so either. But I, in fairness, wrote them off a little earlier than I think was necessary.
Yeah,
but
they got a win over the weekend, big win for them.
Yeah, so it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be a good match. They're doing breast cancer awareness night. So they're doing they're painting a lot of I think the goals are pink and the lines are pink and everything's pink. So
I like that.
Absolutely.
So switching gears to Premier League before we get out of here.
Yeah.
Liverpool, they beat Sheffield 1-0. Now 16 straight wins in the Premier League. And the crazy thing is, I saw this stat the other day. They lost to Chelsea on May the 6th of 2018. They have played in more Champions League finals than they've lost games in the Premier League since then. And somehow did not win the league. That's crazy.
I really would give nothing more than to have like a massive PED scandal come out where it's like the whole team was involved.
Well, they did,
and they get relegated.
They got in trouble for the League Cup. I guess it was a clerical error, and they played a guy who was
likely
ineligible.
Play
Danny Almonte,
Mo Salah.
So they played a guy who I think was 17 or 18 years old, and he wasn't eligible to play. It's not the first time it's happened in the League Cup.
I'm pretty sure that was also how old Danny Almonte was when he tried to play in the Little League.
South Bronx Little League.
Yeah. That was the best. Yeah. That is absolutely, I will say, on the record, one of my favorite sports stories ever.
And the actual Little League he was playing in had to be dissolved because of it.
He was throwing gas. He threw like a no-hitter in a perfect game, and everyone was like, man, he's a pretty good pitcher.
Well, I remember seeing
like 5'11".
Like years ago, maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, there was a guy who who played for the Mariners named Almonte, who was a pitcher.
Oh, you thought it was him?
And I thought it was him, and then beautiful. I looked it up, but it was, I think it's Adrian Almonte, not that's Danny beautiful. Almonte. But
before we get out of here, I have one more story.
Okay.
So today I was talking, and this isn't necessarily about soccer, and this is more...
Most of the podcast hasn't been, but
not this week yet.
But it was a really good, insightful thing that I heard, and I felt like it's a good thing to end on, or if we want to go further.
We'll end on it.
But
yeah, after Chris has the Magnum Chapman game.
Oh, yeah. So, you know what? In that case, let's do the Magnum Chapman of the game of the week.
And
I'll end on it.
What's our
rule? It's got a moral.
What's our rule?
Watford.
No,
Burnley and Brighton.
Burnley and West Ham. Burnley and West Ham. They play?
No.
Damn, I keep waiting for that match.
My.
It'll come.
Someone's going to hate me. Burnley and Everton.
Honestly, I can't disagree with it right now. Yeah. I feel like we are firmly mid table.
Thankfully we're relegation zones. We won't be included in any of these matches.
You can't be.
Well, Everton isn't too far above it. They're only 1 point. I'm sorry, 2 points above relegation right now.
Nice. So, could you imagine?
Oh my God! How
shout out to the other championship podcast.
the karma of Everton being relegated after they spent they've spent like the fourth most amount of money in the Premier League over the last like
again
5 years
we had the Venezuela of oil country of oil clubs.
That's great.
All these places blessed with these natural resources, we are by far and away Venezuela.
Tough match for my guys this week though. Leicester,
your guys in the desert.
Yes,
my guys in the desert.
Your guys in the desert.
My guys in the desert.
Yeah, Leicester and Liverpool at Anfield.
For those that don't know, My Guys in the Desert is the show on VSiN I produce. Yes,
that he produces with Brent Musburger.
Shout out to Brent.
Shout Uncle out to VSiN.
Uncle Brent screwed me in the Last Man Standing competition this week.
Oh.
He gave me the Rams.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't good.
My father still won't speak to me because I told him to play the Rams instead of the Chargers.
Ooh.
Bad.
So
what's your story, TV?
Liverpool drew with Chelsea or Leicester the last time they played at Anfield. That was last winter. I was flying home from Sweden on that particular day. Not a good day.
You were coming back here, so I would agree.
Well, I was leaving Sweden.
We still had to see you
in
closer proximity.
Not a good day for either of you either.
No, not a good day for really anyone. So,
except the Swedes. It was a good day for them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
They were very happy.
Yes.
There was a parade.
They celebrated.
They
made a holiday.
So my story. Today at work, I was talking with Josh Towers, former MLB pitcher. Pitching coach for the Mets. A minor league team, but still.
R.I.P. Mickey Callaway.
R.I.P. Mickey Callaway.
former Indians pitching coach. Yeah,
and he was talking to me about what really separates good players from the true greats of the game.
Steroids.
In baseball, yes.
The juiced ball.
But his point was that the truly greats, it's like what Tom Brady says with the, my favorite Super Bowl rings, the next one. He's never happy. He's never content. It's always about keep winning, keep going.
My favorite game film is when my team is spied on another team.
Shout out to Marcelo Bielsa.
And so what he was talking about was you see it a lot with quarterbacks in the NFL, and you do absolutely see it with players in – I mean, you could argue even Neymar. Good players, that when they sign the big contract and they've made it, quote-unquote,
yeah,
they fall off. They no longer try to get better. You're not hungry anymore. And it's very tough to do, but the truly great ones never stop trying to improve their game. It doesn't matter how much money they get. It doesn't matter how many awards and accolades. It's always about improving their game. What can they do to stay ahead? What can they do to get better? And I thought that was really interesting because it's something you don't always think about. But just think about how many really great-looking players have signed the big contract and then just gone away.
You're saying great-looking players?
You know what I mean. On the
field. I was like, I don't go on.
But listen, me and Thomas are both New York Jet fans, and I could name a bunch of players that they've signed who were good and great with their other teams. Neil O'Donnell comes to mind.
Tremaine Johnson.
Yeah.
Right now.
Oh, God, yeah.
I will say Darrell Revis is an exception. He did sign that huge contract with us and then suck.
Yeah,
but
he was freaking awesome.
It's not like he wasn't great everywhere else he was. It was just that he was old.
Shout out to Lavernius Coles.
Yeah, I love Lavernius Coles.
Same.
One of
great
my favorite
dude.
Players.
Yeah. Santana Moss.
Wayne Corbett. Yeah.
I've told you the story about my cousin delivering Wayne Corbett's baby, right?
No. Well, I have to tell it off the air because we're out of time.
Yeah.
Like we have a hard out. I like it.
No, but we're done.
Yeah.
That
was a good story to end on. It was a really interesting nugget that he was talking about.
I was very much waiting for a joke at the end. So
no,
it was
just a good story.
That was a plot twist. That was like, all right, he's going to say something silly at the end here.
Mm-hmm. No, we're done.
Yeah.
Other football podcasts.
What an ending.
Yeah.
I'm
abrupt, to say the least.
Catch me on Twitter at Magnum702.
He's the worst.
He is.
At Carson Amerk.
You have to think about that one.
No, I was trying to think if I was. I didn't know where we were going. At Carson at Work, at other F Ball Pod for the show.
Where could they catch us? Oh, wait, TV.
At TV at Work.
Yeah.
Also, just want to say, donate to the Sloth Sanctuary in Costa Rica. It's International Sloth Month.
I have sloth socks. How about those T-shirts I sent you, by the way? With all the sloth pictures. One that looked like David Bowie.
Ooh, yeah, I've seen that.
Shout out to
Roughneck Scarves.
Yeah, Roughneck Scarves. Also, not just October.org, being that it is October, though. Breast Cancer Awareness site for my boy. Spotify, Stitcher.
iTunes. LV Sports Network.
LVSportsNetwork.com, BGN.FM, NWSL Player Profile coming tomorrow. All right. Holler at your boy.
We'll talk to you later. Have a good week, everybody.